Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So in this part of the 21st century, when it absolutely positively has to get done, you call in Gaga.
I'm here because don't ask, don't tell is wrong. It's unjust. And fundamentally, it is against all that we stand for as Americans.
Without the characteristic backbeat, that is Lady Gaga in Maine, hoping to convince Maine's Republican senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins to help Democrats move forward the defense appropriations bill, which contains a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd. What's the Gaga factor here, and how decisive could it possibly be?
Well, you heard Lady Gaga up there in Portland, Maine yesterday rallying. And you're right, she was there for a reason, because Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, two moderate senators from Maine, could hold the key as to whether this procedural vote on the defense authorization bill passes today at 2:15. Now, the Gaga factor, you know, it's interesting. The main opponent to getting this bill on the floor today is none other than John McCain,
right,
senior Republican on the Armed Services Committee. And I saw McCain off the floor yesterday. You know, I got to tell you, I asked him, I said, you know, you had a bit of a spat with Paris Hilton in 2008 back in the campaign, and now you've lost Gaga too. You seem to be attracting a certain kind of politics here, Senator. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think Snooki's still with me. No, I haven't heard from her on this issue, but I encourage the debate and discussion. I hope that all the young people that admire her will read about this issue and study it, and I'm confident then we will have more support.
I admire Senator McCain's notion of popular culture at this point, but is there something demoralizing about Lady Gaga and these popular culture sort of issues, bringing the focus to the defense authorization bill, which is about really serious policy and our troops overseas?
Well, it is. I think she considers Don't Ask, Don't Tell really serious policy. I'll tell you one thing. Democrats consider it really serious politics, which is why it's coming up now. Harry Reid has scheduled a vote on getting this bill on the floor while acknowledging that the rest of the bill won't be done until after the election. And so people say, well, why is Harry Reid getting this bill on the floor now and having them vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell and on some immigration policies like the DREAM Act? So I wanted to get McCain's view on why Harry Reid is sort of doing this in a rush before the election.
Why would you want to have some votes before the election and other votes on the bill after the election? It's blatantly political. It's the most politicization of a defense bill that I've ever seen. And it's also the way that Harry Reid has decided to conduct business in his desperation to be reelected. He'll obviously do anything.
Todd Zwillick, is this business as usual, though? It's certainly not unprecedented for defense authorization bills to have amendments that are overtly political. The DREAM Act, and please explain that, is one of them, right?
Well, the DREAM Act had bipartisan support. It doesn't now because of timing, because the election's coming up. What this does, by the way, we should say quickly, it opens up a path to citizenship to undocumented immigrants who are under 36 but arrived here as kids. They've been here at least 5 years, and they've been in college or the military. It says, you came here as a kid, you can open a path to citizenship. So that's what that does. They're trying to tack it onto the defense bill. That happens sometimes. Not all amendments are germane, but the question is, will they get this bill on the floor in the first place?
They need 60 votes. They need 60 votes. They're going to get them?
Actually, it doesn't look like it. Collins and Snowe have both given sort of pre-buttals explaining why they might not vote for it.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow about it. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks.